The following broadcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Eliza, and you're listening to the Baseline Hot Takes, where I talk about the newest tennis fashion trends and wild on-court player moments. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Baseline Hot Takes. I'm your host, DJ Eliza, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fascinating, most resilient stories on the WTA tour currently. So let's talk about the redefinition of Taylor Townsend, who happens to be one of my favorite tennis players, aside from Madison Keys. So now, if you've been following tennis this season, you know Townsend's story isn't just about the results. It's been about evolution, identity, and definitely breaking ceilings. So she's always been a fan favorite for her charisma, her passion and aggressiveness on court, her creative game, and definitely her energy on the court as well. But unfortunately, 2025 took that foundation and turned it into something much bigger, which I guess not unfortunately, fortunately, 2025 took that foundation and did turn it into something much bigger and much greater. So this was the year Taylor Townsend reminded the tennis world that talent, perseverance, and self-belief can take you from the fringes to the forefront, and even when the path is anything but traditional, because, you know, Taylor Townsend hasn't had a very traditional path in the tennis world. And so now let's get into what's changed. So Taylor Townsend has always been known for her incredible hands, feel, and net instincts, which is why she's been a number one doubles player for so long. But in 2025, she added something new, which I would say is discipline. She's worked relentlessly on her fitness and point construction and how she's building the points and getting to the outcomes that she wants for that point or for that match. Her serve is definitely heavier, her movement is sharper, and her ability to extend rallies without abandoning her attacking instincts. That's the real story here. And she's been great at that, because a lot of people know Taylor Townsend, she's an aggressive player. And so for aggressive players, me being an aggressive tennis player and witnessing it so much in tennis, I would say that a lot of coaches, when your aggressive game isn't working for a particular opponent, they tend to change it and think that the way you play your game is the issue. It's not like, oh, that didn't work for that opponent, so let's maybe next time you play her or when you play her, let's try doing this. Instead, it's like, hey, you played your game against someone who that doesn't work for. Now you just can't play aggressive at all. I feel like that's definitely a constant pattern. A lot of coaches like to change that, like to take that aggressiveness out. So thankfully she's kept her attacking instincts, and you know, she'll play aggressive when she wants to play aggressive and when it works. But she doesn't just play aggressive mindlessly, which is great. And the word that keeps coming up from her coaches and peers is balance. She's definitely found balance between power and patience, between creativity and structure. I think that she no longer feels like she has to hit a winner every shot, which is incredible as a... It's so interesting talking about these things and relating it to my game. And while I'm talking, relating it to my game and thinking about all the similarities and the feeling of not having to hit a winner necessarily every shot, but wanting to hit a winner every point. You know what I mean? It's hard to understand if you don't play tennis, but it doesn't work a lot of the time. A lot of the time you want to take that ball and hit a winner and they get it. And you're like, oh, dang, okay, now what do I do? You know what I mean? So that's why point construction, and especially Taylor Townsend's game, is so important. Because when you hit that winner and it doesn't work, you don't get that point, they get to the next ball or they lob it up, pop it up, you go into panic mode of, well, I didn't have any ideas after that. That was my shot and it was supposed to work and now it's not. So you go into panic mode a little bit, you know. So instead, I would say Taylor's really good at building points intelligently now and using that magical slice backhand and quick transition game to put pressure on opponents for sure. And also you can see the results in her composure. You know, gone are the days when frustration would derail a match. So now when the score gets tight, Townsend knows how to settle and breathe, and then she executes. So beyond the tennis, Townsend's story matters. So let's talk about that. You know, she's not just competing for titles. She's redefining what success looks like in women's tennis. You know, a Black American woman with a powerful build, a mother, and a player who's faced more public scrutiny than most. Taylor has turned every doubt into drive, for sure. And I'm happy that I got to mention, you know, the public scrutiny that Townsend has faced, because I think it's similar to what Serena and Venus have faced when they first came into the game of tennis and weren't allowed to wear their hair the way they wanted to wear their hair, in braids, and just a lot of other things, and wear what they want to wear, and just a lot of funny business going on, you know, with people treating them differently. And I think it's a little bit easier when you face that, but then it's like, okay, now, but you're Serena Williams and you've won this many Grand Slams and this many titles. And so Taylor Townsend has won very much, but she's not on the same level, at least in singles necessarily, as Serena Williams. You know what I mean? And no one, that's not a diss. That's just, no one is Serena Williams. So I would say, in my opinion, hot take, forgive me, that it would probably be a little easier, you know, when you fully like overcome that. And Taylor Townsend, she's a tough cookie. I don't think she's, you know, affected by the public scrutiny as much as other players would be affected, but I don't know. It's an interesting situation. But, you know, she's been open about her journey, motherhood, body image, confidence, and resilience. She's become a voice for representation and authenticity, for sure. Every time she steps on court, she's showing young players, especially young girls of color, there's no one way to be an athlete, you know, and that matters, because tennis still needs more players who break molds, who inspire, not by fitting the mold, but by redefining it. And Taylor Townsend is definitely great at that. So now let's talk about how the tennis world has responded, because there's definitely been a split. You know, fans love it. Townsend's energy, her expressive style, her emotion, she connects with crowds in a way very, very, very few players do. When she wins, you feel it, you know, and it almost reminds me of when I've been to a lot of concerts in my life. And there's some concerts that you go to and you know less of the artist's music, but you're like, wow, that was my favorite concert ever. That was my favorite performance of all time. That was my, you know, I had a lot of fun seeing that and witnessing that and enjoying it. But you don't really know their music. It's like they're just exciting and fun to watch perform. And that's how I kind of see Taylor Townsend. It's like, regardless if you really like watch much of her tennis, her singles, her doubles, she's interesting. Like, regardless if you know how the scoring in tennis works or not, she is a fun player to watch. She's so, so fun. And I've seen her play. It's great. And not even, I guess it's bias, but you know, I would say no bias, but she's just really interesting to watch, especially doubles. You know, she's just so aggressive, you know, but the critics, some still ask, can she win a big singles title? Can she sustain this level? And honestly, I would say those are pretty fair questions. You know, Townsend hasn't yet broken into the second week at the French or reached a major semifinal in singles. But if you've been watching closely, the trajectory is unmistakable. You know, the level is there. The margins are narrowing, for sure. She's already proven she belongs in the conversation. And for anyone who still sees her as just a double specialist, 2025 should have erased that narrative completely, 100%. So what does all this mean heading into 2026? So for Taylor Townsend, the next step is consolidation, staying healthy, refining her scheduling, and Managing the dual load of singles and doubles will be key. But here's the exciting part. She's now seeded in most tournaments, which means fewer brutal early round draws. And I expect her to push for her first WTA singles title in 2026. And I'm going to say it right now. It's coming. I believe it. Quote me on it. She's been knocking on that door long enough. You know, she's also one of the few players with a legitimate shot at becoming world number one in doubles again and staying there. You know, that's not just a side note. It's a symbol of mastery. You know, Townsend's all-court game is built for longevity. If she can maintain her confidence and health, which I have no doubt in, no doubt at all, she could very well be the face of a new kind of power player, one that combines finesse, intelligence, and passion in a way few others do. Few other players do that. So I'm going to give another hot take here. Taylor Townsend isn't just having a good stretch. I believe she's changing the rhythm of the tour, which is solid, you know, to change the rhythm of the tour. It's nothing short of a compliment. And I think she's reminding players that creativity and courage still win matches. You know, the WTA right now is filled with baseline blasters. Townsend's serve and volley game disrupts that rhythm. It's different. It throws it off. So she makes players uncomfortable. And in a sport where everyone's chasing sameness, that's her superpower. She might not have lifted a Grand Slam yet, but her presence, her visibility is already championship level, you know? She's part of a wave that includes players like Coco Gauff, Madison Keys, Alicia Parks. Powerful, confident black women rewriting what American women's tennis looks like in 2025. You know, that's not just inspiring, that's legacy building. So as we close out this deep dive, here's what I want to leave you with. Taylor Townsend's story isn't about a comeback, it's about continuation, about rewriting your narrative when the world's already decided how your story's supposed to go, which is so important, especially in the game of tennis, because tennis is such an unpredictable sport, but fans, I think maybe fans just don't see it how players do, but I think fans think it is so predictable. You know, fans are very quick to, oh, this is going to happen. This person's going to be number one. Now, we all have our hopes, but certain fans are like, this is going to happen. Sinner is going to be Alcaraz, or Alcaraz is going to be Sinner. Alcaraz is going to be one. And sometimes with those top players, it's a little bit predictable, maybe rankings wise, but when it comes to matches, you know, you can't predict it. I can beat you first set 6-0 and lose the second set 0-6. So now we're split sets, and now we still have, you know, one more set if you're women's, or maybe three more sets if you're playing in men's tennis. So it's just, you never know what's going to happen. So when fans are so predictable, you know what I mean? It's interesting to me. So that's when I like players like Townsend, because she's very like, okay, well, that's the narrative that's set for me, but that has nothing to do with what I'm going to achieve right now and what I'm going to accomplish. You know what I mean? I think it's easier for some other players to be like, well, yeah, and a little more timid players, or it can be very like, yeah, well, people called it anyway. You know what I mean? So I think it's good. It's great for the game of tennis that Townsend has that mindset. You know, she's been ranked, dropped, climbed again. She's been a junior prodigy for who knows how long. Who knows? You know, that was years ago. A young mom. She's a doubles queen, and now a legitimate singles force. And she's proof that progress doesn't have to be linear. It just has to be real. And as we head into 2026, one thing is for sure, that if you underestimate Taylor Townsend, then you haven't been paying attention. So like I said, quote me on it. Taylor Townsend, Grand Slam singles title 2026. If not, doubles title, of course, 2026. And hopefully ranked one in doubles. So thank you to everyone for listening. This has been Baseline Hot Takes with DJ Elijah. And make sure to tune in to next week's episode. Thank you.